We learned the first part again. So said what Yochlu Nikudim is to when they dried out, or Kloyus when they roasted, or Yolish roast, need them be made Paris, or that they should not become Makabal Tumma. Or it is Chamag Lisos, or else divide up into small doughs, or the Vachlo, Yehe Kibetz, each dough should not be the size of a Kibetz. Now the Yom Ulul explains my time, what's the reason? The whole coins were blessed, since we said the one you take out is the Talmudica one, so why can't you eat the rest of Chulin even though they're wet? Then there's nothing to make a tummy. The answer is Gzeir Hashem Yovi Kav Chulin, we're afraid maybe bring another Kav of Chulin to Meim. Mimokamachim is someplace else. The Kav, the Yod, Mimzeir, take a Kav and a little bit more from this bunch. Now, some of you think to say, if the Luna Baruba, I think, listen, I have Rav Torim here, so I'll be in the Vato, the Tommy, and the Rav Tor. But the Chivun, Yikai Mashu, since there's a little bit left over, of Tumma left over in here, is so then I said, a slur, Matsu, Minas, Minu, Vinaya, the little bit of Tumma would wake up and not become Baka Brav. So clearly, see, clearly, even by Tumma we say, Chayza Vinaya, it wakes up, it's the Kashan Abaya. Omule, Sabaya says back, in Tumma, where is Tumma? You understand over here that the Tummy now could wake up what was Tummy from before. That's good. But where is Tumma? You want, by our case, where the seer falls into a kadera of water, where the water is tor, you want that Torah water to wake up the Tumma water? That I do not say. That's Abayi's time. This is what we're holding. Now the Gemara says, Eisvei. I have a question. Rashi says, it's a Kashan Reb Yirmiya that says you do say Chayz Vineya. Eisvei, I have a question. It's a Mishnah in Torah that says, Eifer Kosher, Shenisar Reb Yefer Mikla. If you have some ashes from the Paraduma, which is Tomei, gets mixed up with regular ashes, Eifer Mikla means Tam burning ashes, Salcha Macha Reif, Letamei, go Basa Reif. If Reif of the ashes is from the Paraduma, it's Tomei. If Reif of it is from Eifer Mikla, regular ashes, it's Tor. Rashi says, Letomei, Yim Anageyeh, but someone touches Gedechsiv. The Pasuk says, Vanageyeh, but may Anidu, you Tomei. Whoever touches the Mei Chatis, or the Eifer Chatis, becomes Tomei. Now, the Reif Eifer Mikla, if Reif of it is Eifer Mikla, Reif of it is Tam Eifer Tordik Eifer, who? Is Loi Metam, it's not Metamiyu, it's like Bottom Reif, the little bit Eifer of the Paraduma, becomes Bottom Reif in this other ashes. Now the question is, the Amat, if you tell me, according to you, Rabbi Yirmiya, that Tumma command, Yisadami, you hold that Tumma, even though it's Bota right now, it's considered like it's there. And therefore, if it finds other Tumma, it's Mitzarif, it wakes up, so you have to say it's not like it's Bota completely, if so, Nihid B'magal, Loi Metama, you understand, well, if you touch this ashes now, you do not become Tumma. Because since the robe of these ashes are made from Tyra, from Tordic ashes of Eifer Mikla, so when you touch it, we say you're not touching the Eifer of the Paraduma, you're touching rather the Eifer of the Tordic ashes. That's good why you tore for Maga. But the question is, the Tamei B'Masrei, the Loch of Eifer Pora has a Tumas Mas also. So you carry it, Lamaisa, you're carrying now the Tomatic ashes of the Eifer Pora. If you tell me, even when this Rav tore, the Tumma is not really bought, like it's not there completely, it's just, you can't touch it. But the Tumma is there, therefore it's Chayz Vaneya later. See, also when you pick it up, it should have a Tumma Samasa. But the mice are picking up the whole thing. So my answer is true. Hit Molo learned on this. Romer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanino. Toye Malatami Bamag, Enechonami. That we say if you have right ashes of Tyra, that the ashes of Epara Duma becomes bottle, and you're not Tumma, it's only if you touch it. If you carry it, it would have a Tumas Masa. Because we say, Bittul is not a complete Bittul. It's still here right now. Therefore, if you pick up those things, you'll be Metama right now. Now the Gemara is, Rav Chizda said like this, Gemara in Menachos he had. Omer Rav Chizda, that Nevela Betela B'Shchuta. If you have a piece of meat that's Nevela, it gets mixed up with two other pieces of meat that have a Shchita on them, so Melitz Betela. They all three become Mutta B'Achil, you'll have to eat all three of them. Why Sheyev Shele Nevela Shetiyasa Shchuta? It's not possible that the Nevela should become a Shchuta once it has Nisar on it, can't become Heter anymore. But in the Sheyev Shele, it's like getting like called Min B'Sheinim Inoi, and a Min B'Sheinim Inoi is Botam Rei. Rashi said the Girsu should not be that Nevela Yevshel in Nevela Shetiyasa Shchuta, because a Lochriz Nevela could become like a Shchuta. When Nevela becomes Enu Reel Achilek, soon later the Yisra goes off it, the Tumah goes off it. Sefer should be the opposite way, that a shchuto cannot be like an avela. But our kolpon, since it's considered mimbishen minoy, therefore it's bottle. And therefore if you touch it now or carry it, it's not tamei. So what is the question? Why? Nehi de b'magilay metam. I understand why if you touch now one of these three pieces of meat, even though one of them is an avela which has a tumas maga. But since it's bottle bereiv, I say now you're touching the third piece of meat. That I understand. But the question is, latame b'masa. But if you pick up all three pieces, if you carry them, there should be a tumas maga. Like if you hold again, like Rabbi Yirmiya, that the tumma is. And this error means to say it's not commander lesser dumb right now, it's like it's there. So when you're carrying the whole thing, the mind see you're carrying it. So it should be tummy. So my answer is back. Omele said back to him, Osen you, but Rav Chizda mas nisun lo. You learned this Allah over the name of Rav Chizda. Ana nos, but Rav Chizda mas nisun lo. You learned this Allah over the name of Rav Chizda. What the Rav Chizda learned like this. Nevelo shchuto. Betele zubizu, shno nevela shchute is bottle zubizu. What's Rav Chiya's halacha? A nevela, one piece of nevela falls into two pieces of shchute, so betele zu and zu. And again, why? Because since the shchute cannot become a nevela, it's called min b'shein minoy, therefore it's bottle. But now, the Yitma lo, we learned on this. The Omer, Rav Yosi, Rav Chanino, Toher milatami b'maga, and the chanabi, the bit of bread helps that if you touch it now, you're tor, you don't become tamei. Avol metami b'masa, but it says clearly though, if you carry all three, or move all three of them, then there is a tumas masa. It says, good according to Rabbi Yirmiya, that the tumas chayze b'neyar is treated like it's still here. Now the Gemara is, for all it's not, that we learned in our Mishnah before. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, that behem magasa, if you have a behem magasa, Sheshur for Chavor's dam, a clot of dam came out of him. As other locha raised to cover, says he's supposed to bury that clot of dam because we have to be choshes. Maybe in that clot of dam is the uber, is the bechor. It has kedushas bechor on it. And v'niftura mina bechorah, the next kid she has no more kedushas bechor. It's already potter mina bechorah. Now the Tony Rebchi learned in our Mishnah that ain't the matama loy b'magav loy b'masa. If you touch this dam now, it has no tumor, and not if you carry the dam. So the question is, am I why? When you touch the dam, you don't become tummy. And like Rabbi Yochanan said before, because it's bottle bereiv, in the rest of the dam, there's like one drop of the dam from the uber. The rest of the dam is tam dam of later. So if so, it's good, boy, if you touch it. It's bottle bereiv, but titami b'masai. The mice you're picking up the whole thing. If you carry the whole thing, why is it not tumas masa? If you hold the tum is not bottle, so tumas mesha boy should not become bottle brave. So if so, why if you pick up the whole thing, why is it say it's tor? Sishtik, he kept quiet, didn't have an answer. The more answer though, but Dilma maybe shiny hoch, maybe here it's different. To every lo tumas rucha, here it's different. Here this dam is tumas rucha, need to say this tipa of the uber is like is srucha, is like spoiled already, that a person will not eat it, and since a person will not eat it, therefore it has no tumor, therefore tumor is taka. So nechnami, usually when something is bought, the bread, the tumor is still there. It could be chayza v'neya. The master would be tummy. But here the pshat is the dhamma, this uber, is srucha, is like spoiled already, it's not worth of it to eat, be eaten by a ger. So more so, let's see. This comes out good according to Bapo. The Shita of the Yomri holds Tuma Chamura Adlager. So Tuma Chamura, Rashi says, that means the Hainu Masa. Tuma Masa on a Nevela is only if a Nevela is still fit to be given to a Ger. Like we'll see later, the Pasuk says, like Ger Titnenu. Says Nevela is supposed to give it to a Ger. So we dash and it only has the Issa Shabai, calls the mind it's fit by Ger to eat the Ger Taisha of a Gai. Mashenkin, once it's not fit for a ger, for a person, tibet, it has no more tumor. So according to Bapod, if it's good, it is dam, that again, what happened here, the behemoth gave out a tip of dam, a chavorah's dam. So even though the uber is there, but I call upon him, that uber, the dam of the uber, is srucha. So therefore, it has no tumor's novella on it. So it's good according to Bapod, he holds tumor, chamur, Rashi says, that means tumor's maso, ad leger. The tumma kala, a simple tumma, Rashi says that means tumma mago ad lekel of enechnami. That calls the man a dog. Kedida still has tumma smago. If so, holy chaz leger over here, this type of dam is not fit for ger teat. Even though it's fit for kelev teat, It would be fit to be tamei. But the pshat, the reason why there's no tumas smag on this dam, because the dam is both a brave with the other dam of the leder from the behema. So as bit of brave helps for tumas smaga. The only question is for tumas smasa. So tumas smasa, according to Bapod, is good since this dam is srucho, therefore there's no tumas smasa. This is the way Rashi learns. That tumas chamura means tumas smasa, and tumas kala means tumas smaga. Tosis says no. Tosis learns tumah chamur means the whole tumah of nevela, both of the master sheboy and the maga sheboy. Both of them is totally in achilas ger. That it says tumah kala, it doesn't mean tumah smaga, but it means tumah oichlin. When an oichah becomes a rishon or shen l'tumah, that's called the tumah kala. But our core point, according to Bapod, is very good over here. The reason why there's no tumah smaga if you carry the whole thing is because it's not fit to be eaten by a ger. So, but the Moriah though, El Rav Yechon, according to Rav Yechon and Shita, the Yom that he holds, Rav Yechon holds, Achazu v'yachazu, Atuma chamura Atuma kala, both of them, Adle Kelev, as long as it's fit for a dog to eat it, it still has tumor on it. Yeah, so then the question is, Ho chazu l'kelev, it's fit for Kelev to eat it over here. So here it's a kasha, it's fit for Kelev to eat it, so who then, this dam should still have a tumor, the master on it. Even though smag is good as both of them, but you pick up those things, if you hold the tumas command east of them, you should have a tumas masa on it. It's more says kasha and chanami. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it'll be a little bit of kasha, or according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now the Gemara says gufa. What we just said before, that the Bapoda holds and says, tumma chamura adlager, that a tumma chamura, the Rashanan is a tumas masa, as Kozman it's fit for ger, tidid has tumas masa. The tumma kala means tumma smagish shibayad lekelef. Rabbi Yechanan says no, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, achazu v'yachazu tumma kala, tumma chamura ad lekelef. They both have the tumma and tumma is not fit for dog to eat it, but calls them on a dog to eat it, he still has this tumma. Moshe says now, my time with the Bapoda, what's the reason of Bapoda, my time with the Bapoda? The Yasivka, the Pesach says, lo yisoich lo kol nevela lager. You should not eat a nevela, but rather you should give it to a ger. A ger doesn't mean a real ger, a Jew, it means a ger teshiv. He's only mekabel not to be able to avoid the zera, but he's still a goy. So the Torah says clearly, what should we do with a nevela? Give it to a goy. So we dash in, haru ye le ger kru nevela. If it's fit, this piece of meat for a ger to eat it, that's called the ista nevela on it. But v'shei the ru le ger, if it's srucha, like here this dam, it's spoiled already, it's not fit for goy to eat it even, for ger to eat it, therefore in the kru nevela, it's not called a nevela. That's pshat from Bapoda, why according to Tosis it means the old tumas nevela goes off it. Once it's not fit for ger tidit, it has no tumas, not maga, not masa. According to Rashi, it's only the tumah masa goes off it, but the tumas maga still has them. Now the Gemara asks, v'idach, what's Rabbi Yechon do with this? How could he say it still has a tumas masa on it? Either the pasuk says lager. So the Gemara says, v'idach lemuti hecha dechaseira dehasricha mikara. If at the beginning when the animal died, like even right before the animal died, its meat was spoiled, wormy already, so it was never fit to be eaten in the first place, for ger, then it has no tumah. That's from the Yechanan. If when it died it wasn't fit, and echanami, then the tumah is not chal. Yechanan just told that if a shasta behemoth died, it was in the vela, that at that time it was fit for ger to eat it, so even though later on it becomes spoiled and the ger cannot eat it anymore, if Yechanan holds the tumah doesn't go off it. But if it's Sricha Mikara at the beginning, as soon as it died, right away it was Masriach, that the East is not Chal in the first place, even Rabbi Yechon agrees to it also. What about Bapod? Maybe Rabbi Yechon is right, maybe the Pasuk only comes for Sricha Mikara. Someone says, Vidach means Rabbi Yechon holds, Hesricha Mikara. Bapod means holds, Hesricha Mikara, Sricha Kura, I don't need a Pasuk for that. If it's Masriach Mikara, he holds Pshita. Why the Gemara says Asa Biyam is Mamas dirt? So we understand as dirt, that means nothing. Therefore, we don't need a pasuk to remind it. So here's that's the machlokes about Poda and Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara says Tanan runs in our Mishnah. We have Lezer Ben Yaakov Oime Behema Gasa Fat Behema Sheshofos Chalorus Dam. It lets out a clot of dam. I raise it to cover. You have to bury the clot of dam, not to be afraid the uber, the b'chor is there. And even if teres min ha-b'chor, the next kid it has is not a b'chor anymore. For Tony, Reb Chiyeli, metamol el magal el masa, that this chavoros dam has no tumas, naba magal, naba masa. Now, the Yom Reb Yechim Mecha said, what's the reason why it has no tumor? Bishum bitab raiv no gubo. Yechim before said the reason is that the steepest dam is bota b'raiv. That's why there's no tumas maga al the uba sheboy, al the mevela sheboy. Now the question is, my ira mishum bit of roy, why do you have to come on to say that there's a din bit of roy? When this chareras dam, the chura typically the loy is chazi klal. And we just said a quantum of Yechanon. But the post says there has to be a real again, and we dash the means of Sricha Mikora. If the behemoth died or here, when the dam comes out, it's not roy to be eaten by a person. So therefore, it's like a Sriach Mikora, so pshit that has no tumas novela on it. So what does the Yechon say the reason why this dam has no tumas? Because it's bottom roiv, typically it's my Sriach Mikora. Samar says, no, a Svara tell you, Hanami Yifchazi Mikora. No, here, at the beginning, this dam, when it was in the mother's stomach, it was fit to be eaten then. Agavime, meaning to say, if a girl would cut up the baim and eat it, he would eat the dam in the baim also. He's not makpid on dam. They eat the blood. So when they eat their meat, they eat the blood in the meat also. So therefore, the beginning, when this chavoras dam, this uba, was inside the stomach, at that time, even though at that time it didn't have a tumas nevela yet, for a koponim mashma shame nevela had then. Just as the tumas not chal when it's inside the mother's stomach, but a shame nevela had. And at that time, that nevela was edible by a girl. So that's considered, this is called, that it had a shame nevela on it, and it was called edible by a girl. Even the later when it comes out, it's Masriach, but I call part of a Korinthian Yechon, it would have Tumas Nevela on it. So the only reason why it has no Tumas on it is because it's Bottle Brave, Bitter Brave, Nogabor. And that was the Kash, the Korinthian Bitter Brave should only help for the Tumas Magishaboy. But for the Tumas Masashaboy, when you're carrying those things, the Maisa, you have a short carrying, you should have a Tumas Masa, so we buy by Kasha before. Nothing more said to Nan Hossam. We learned the Mishnah Machshir, and it says, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Tzir Tohor, if you have Tzir, this brine, that's Tohor, that you bought off an Amoritz. And either one of two ways, Rashi says. Either, we learned before, that you made Hashoka B'mayim, and Hashoka B'mayim helps that it remains Tohor. Or else the Pshat is, no, that it was Tohor at the beginning, and right now the case is, Shenof L'Toych B'mayim Kol Shutomei. That little bit of water falls in, a little bit of tamadika water falls into it right now. So we say taket tamay, or shenaf or teich amayim kosh, a little bit of water falls into the seer now, then it's tamay. Why is it tamay? So Rashi says one or two pshatim. Either you learn that at first there was some tamadika water there, but that was bottom rave, and now when you put a little bit more water there now it's chayzev and ayur. So if your tum is chayzev and ayur, that's why the seer is tummy, because of the water is tummy. And if you old know once it's bought, it's not chayzev and ayur anymore. So as you said, then you have to learn here that this little bit of water that fell on now was tumadik of water. So kids, when the water falls into the seer, now we do not say there's roiv seer here to say that the water is bottled to the seer, it's not tummy. But rather we say no, that there's enough water now to make it like at least mach to mach, or else to make it roiv water. So we consider like it's water now. But since this drop of water falling in now is tamadika water, it's metamadot here. So now, why do we say this, that there's so much water there already? The Chori is putting a little bit of water into its seer, into this fish brine. So when it says, Amar Nachum, Nachum it says, Amar Rabba Barahua, that Zayt Semes, we have a proof to say, that Nechshudu Am Yoretz, Larev Machtza B'tzir, that when Amoritz, when they sell that seer, their fish brine, they put in 50% water. So true, before the water fell in, it was 50-50. Now that a drop of water falls into it, it becomes rave water, and therefore has the same water on it. So when Tamadika water falls in now, it makes the first water Tamay. Or else the old story we had before in Rashi, that's Chayzev and Ayir. The original drop of water that was Tamay before was bottle, but now it's Chayzev and Ayir. So the question is, V'lo Mali Mach, so what do you have to say that before there was 50% water? And 50% seer, Afilo Botsimi Mach Tsunami. Let's say there was a little bit less than 50% of water. And Vahani Masha, this little bit of water that you're putting in now, Heavenly Palga makes it 50% water now. And therefore, Palga Palga La Bottle, also it's not bottled the same water. That's why it becomes tummy. Like, why do you have to say there was 50% water before? And now when this little bit more water comes into it, it's like rave water. Let's say before there was a drop less than 50% of water. But now when you put a drop more water in, now you make it 50-50. And 50-50 is not bottle, so it has a shame water here in the seer, and therefore that water becomes tamay. So Marit is like this, I tell you, Don't say it was mamash machta, 50% water, but say it was close to 50% water before. A drop less, and now with this mashu water, now it becomes 50%. He boys him before I can tell you what it is. He boys saying more tumas amoris to rabbonin. That this tumor of an amoris touches, gives us his water. That's how we said it's tummy, it's only with the rabbonin, it's not a vada, it's only with the rabbonin to get tumor. That if you question, maybe it was tummy. And also tumas mashkin rabbonin. That's that water bechlal makab. But tumor, it's only with the rabbonin. He's like one man, the Yamdi Gemara Psochem Rashi, he said the Prakam the Psochem. It's only with the rabbonin that mashkin is makab tumor. And Echnami wants the Mekabal Tumah, but the Rabbanim has the Mechomet the Ketumah, that even the Sheni makes the Rishon the Tumah. But I call upon him, Mashkim is on the Mekabal Tumah, but the Rabbanim. And so, the Ruba goes to Rabbanim. Where will the Rabbanim go is that this Tumah the water? Could be Metamah the other water, only if you have rave water here. But the Pahal goes to Rabbanim. The Pahal goes to Rabbanim to make a Gzeirah. The Pahal goes to there's no Gzeirah, and therefore we say, the Pahal goes to there's no Gzeirah, therefore the water will not become Tumah. Therefore, the only reason why the water is tummy here is because before, by the Amorites, it was 50% water, 50% brine. And now that you throw a little bit more water in, now it becomes rave water. Therefore, that's the locha. When you have rave water, now we say it's mekabel tumah, and that's the locha that this holds here now is tummy. Now the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Havakeach behema meniko. If you buy a behema, that's milking, that's nursing. So in Chosh, you don't have to be afraid to say that Shema Benor Shalacheres Oya. Maybe that this kid that the cow was milking is a different baby from a different behema. As if to say maybe this cow did not give birth yet. And therefore when you buy it now, the first kid it has is a Bechor. You don't have to be afraid. But rather we say in Astam that since you buy a cow that's nursing, we say the kid that is nursing is his own kid. And therefore when you have another kid, it's not a Bechor. You don't have to be afraid, maybe this is somebody else's kid. If it's somebody else's kid then, so how is it nursing to be choshed, maybe to say because it, there's a miyut that's chaleves, even though they're not yoledes. No, we have a right to say, of course it's nursing its own kid, and therefore there's a p'tur in b'chayra. Now, nichnas l'dileg, nichnas l'tach edris, somebody goes into his flock of sheep, for one he sees that some of Akirois, the ones, the younger ones, that did not give birth, this was the first time they gave birth, but they have a Bechor there, and they saw these young mothers like that are nursing menikos, they saw them nursing their own kid, which grew that kid as a Bechor, they shamed them of curious, and they saw the other cows that are not young, older ones, menikos, they're also nursing. So in Chosh, you don't have to be afraid that Shema Beno Shalzu Bolo Yetzuzu, to say that this young mother, when she's nursing, maybe she's nursing somebody else's kid, it's not really Bechor. Or Shema Beno Shalzu Bolo Yetzuzu, has to say, when the older one is nursing, maybe it's nursing a Bechor from a different one. You don't have to be Chosh like that, and rather we say the one that is nursing is his own kid. Therefore, the young mother that the first time he gave birth, that kid tak is a Bechor. And the one it's nursing, is not a Bechor, it's a Poshut. You're right, like the Shtar and Chazaka, the way you see it, that they say this one is a Bechor and that one's not a Bechor. You know, to be Choshut for me, it maybe they got switched around. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, Nachman said, Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav, some say, Gyrsa Stambi, Omer Rav, that Hilchasa Bekuli Perkin. We pass in all the Alochas, all the Mishnahs, and now a Perik. We paskin again in Mishnah. We paskin that way. Barmi plukta. Unless there's a machlokes, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Then we don't paskin like it. But any star Mishnah in our perek here, we paskin like them. So Moses says, Amr Rosheshi said that Amina. I say that kinayim v'shochiv Rav Amal Hashmaita. That Rav said this when he was like dozing off, half sleeping. No, it doesn't make sense what he said. Because Sahai, on which Mishnah did Rav have to tell us that the loch is like that Mishnah? Let me before tell me a ratio in the first Mishnah. Miflag. There's a machlokes of the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. There's a machlokes of the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If you buy a behemoth off a guy and you have a suffix whether he gave birth or not, whether it's a bechor or not, by an age, by Rachel, 2 years, 3 years, Chosh Vatina, if you have a machlokes of the first Mishnah. So that's not where Rav says we talk about that first Mishnah. Elawat ad Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. On the Mishnah before about Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that he said, that Behemah Gasa Sheshofos Chereres
Dama raised the cover of two Manabakor with the Mishnah before we had that Rav meant to say Pasal Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov. So we asked the question that Mishnah Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov Kavanoki. If Kavanoki, Rashi says, means clear and pure, Rashi said, Yitzhak Le Rav Lashminin. Rav doesn't have prayers to be Paskin like Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov. Kavanoki says, Mat. We have a few times to Huska, Homekemisim Watim, Umashom Anoki is pure. Shalokam is a Paskin like him. It's a Lachu you don't need. You don't need Rav teaches halacha Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov. So what is Rav teaching us? El what out of Rav Shimon Gamliel? Who is going on Rav Shimon Gamliel? Our Mishnah over here. It says Lachech Beimim Menikum and Avos Chavos. Our Mishnah to the Pasul like the Pasul of our Mishnah. So Mar says no, it's not true because Miflag Polo the Brisa. We'll soon see it's a Machlek. It's a plucked in the Brisa. So it's Elohu, then Rav also says we don't pass like the Stam Mishnah. Only when there's no Machlaikis, but there's Machlaikis, we don't paskin. So where does Rav teach us we paskin like this? So it says, that must be the Rabbi Yosi ben Amishum. That's the next Mishnah later. Amar says, oh my Rav Chodazim, Rav already said that one time. The other one, Rav says, it's Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulim. We paskin Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulim. Elohu Gemara says, Asar Ba'amum. The Shalot can use it here, Ofer Ba'amumanat. Asar Ba'amum, these are all mishnas we'll have later. So the Gemara says, no. Miflag Pligi, Akiva Ben Mahalo of Rabbonin. It's also Machlokes over there we'll have later between Akiva Ben Mahalo and Rabbonin. So where does Rav teach us that we pass on like Asar Mishnah? So the Gemara says, yes, Li'olam merely Rav meant to say for now Mishnah over here. Li'olam ad Rashim Megam Li'ol. It's a machlokes in the Braisa. So Mar says, "Volker Mashman." This is what Rav meant to teach us. The Braisa loy plukti. That we learned in the Braisa. Rashi says, "Loy cheshiv." It's not cheshiv. Plukta. The Chibin, since in our Mishnah doesn't say any machlokes, hilchos kavosrei. So what Rav is teaching us that we take a paskin like our Mishnah over here. We paskin like Rav Yosef ben Gamliel. Yeah. Now the Chibin the Yom Rav hilchos abekule pirkin. Barmi Plukta, Halach, since Rav said this memory over here, to be possible to get his time mission now Perik, if so, Halach Rav Yosef ben Meshulam Lomeli. How come later, right after 6 years, we pass like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam? It's a time mission late in this Perik. So Rav already said we pass like a time mission now. So Mar says, Iyom, Hilchas, the Kuli Perik, and Bluyom, Hilchas, Rav Yosef ben Meshulam, it's just time to say like the whole Perik. And he didn't say clearly like Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. I mean, I would have thought to say, Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam Koy is only going at that one Mishnah. Or my Bekula Perik, what does he mean to say, though, Perik? Rabbi Yosef Tarati Yom, he says two halachas over there. Or Plukta de Braisa Plukta, maybe a Plukta in the Braisa Takis, a Plukta. And therefore we do not pass like our Mishnah, the Rosh Hashanah Liyali. Therefore, Ashmin and Dr. Ralph teaches us no. Halachic Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam Stamazay. Lashmina to teach us now, he had Rav Shimon Gamliel Koi, that when Rav says, the local clear perk is going on our mission over here, and he keeps to teach us, O Plukta, the Braisa La Plukti, where it says in the Braisa, not called the Plukta. The other one says, my Braisa, where is this Braisa? Tell me one like this. Halakeh Yach Behema Menikim Rechobim, Yabaye Behema Kau. That's nursing off a guy. Sabu Achra Bechor Misofik, the next Kitak is the Bechor Misofik. The reason is why is the Bechor Misofik? The Vnei Shemra Mechemes. Shemra Mechemes. She has Rachmonis. Alpha P. Shemra Redis. Even though it's not her own kid, maybe she were to nurse somebody else's kid. So if she sees it, the man Yemir Agus and an Alam Mishnah of Shemra Gamliel. Rav Shemra Gamliel, why me know? Dover Bechaz Kosei. It's Bechaz Kosei. If you see her nursing, it's Zichra, her kid. And therefore the Bo'achrov is Vabe, not a Bechor. Vechein Hoyo Shemra Gamliel, why me know? That hanich nas l'toich edro b'lad, you go into your flock of sheep at night. For raw, you see, kesek chomesh asoro, like 10, like 15 mafkiros, v'sheinem mafkiros, so yoldois is l'mokher hishkim amotzach schorim tluyim. You find it giving birth now. So l'mokher, the next morning, you wake up, amotzach, you find schorim tluyois, v'sheinem mafkiros. On the cave was placed the mafkiros, you find that the older ones have the zechorim, the kids next to them, and the younger ones are giving birth the first time. They have girls next to them. The caveis, alachu is eino chayshesis mef shema benoshozu boli esozu. That's a shem gimel sol like a sol. It says namisnob. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe this one's taken from the other one. Rather, the ones that we see are their kids,
And therefore, since here the younger ones have only nekevus, have only females next to them, so we said there's no din of a bechor here, because the younger ones gave birth the first time to nekevus, and the tzchorimia, they gave birth to the older ones, so therefore they're not bechorim. So you see clearly in the Brice here, it is a machlokes. So Kolpon, that's what Rav is teaching us, that even though in the Brice the mechulik or Shimon Gamliel, the Brice is lechoshiv, and the loch is like the Mishnah, because Shimon Gamliel are now a Mishnah. Alright, we'll stop here.